Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Like, I just don't know how you don't go into this and say, like, I need some freaking pop in this lineup, man. I need some freaking pop in this lineup.
Yeah, which is, I mean, semi-embarrassing, frankly. I mean, just like...
Unbelievable.
I mean,
Brandon Marsh, the only guy who has an OPS over 800 in this lineup. I haven't seen what happened after today. Maybe it changed. They were coming in today. Brandon Marsh, the only player on the freaking team with an OPS over 800. Are you serious? Is that like a real freaking thing? That's insane, dude. It's embarrassing.
While the Braves have five, I believe.
Like, it's like a murderer's row in that lineup. Like, this is asinine. We've got dudes, man. They've got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys making $20 million or more. They're this year in their lineup. 5 guys making $20 million or more, and none of them have an OPS over 800. Like, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, and especially in a game like last night. Like, listen, I know Bibby's good or whatever.
He was better than I expected. Dude has some stuff.
Yeah, I was not surprised by Gavin, and I think if Gavin went another inning, I thought they would have gotten to him because he kind of lost it. But it's just like it's been the story of the season. The story of the season is that they can't make pitchers pay, and they can't hit the ball at the ballpark, and that's been incredibly frustrating given the amount of money that they have invested in this team, and it's like. You know, Schwarber, whatever. Turner, it's, you know.
What a disaster, dude. I know,
but he's like
the one today, but it almost even felt like the outfielder got a bad read on it or whatever. Like, it wasn't, I know it ended up, was it a double or triple? I think it was a triple, but.
Triple.
He's just, I mean.
It's not, there's no impact.
Those at bats yesterday in big spots, like the strikeout with the bases loaded. I mean, it's like he's flailing up. He feels. I know people say it because it's like the most obvious comparison because it's last year or this year, but it really does look like Castellanos last year at times where he goes up there and he's just kind of, it doesn't have any idea what's coming and it's just flailing and stuff, you know?
Well, it's just, I have no idea how you are this far into your big league career. And it's just, it's like, oh, I can throw a slider 58 feet and he's going to swing at it. And it's like, it's a lot of like 1-for-4s with a strikeout. You know what I mean? Where it's not like, oh, here's a double, a single, a stolen base, you know, I don't need a bunch of home runs from Trey Turner. I need a couple hits, a couple stolen bases and like putting pressure on defenses. It's just been so, it's been so lack of impacty from Trey Turner. Sure, he's had some hits against, you know, the home run against the Diamondbacks. He's had some RBI chances, but it's like for impacting an entire game, the value of Trey Turner and why you paid him $300 million was he's going to hit close to 300. He's going to steal a ton of bags. He's going to put pressure on defenses, and he can hit you 20 in a ballpark like Citizens Bank Park. And it's just not been there. Castellanos, you have, I mean, it's hard not to have the fear that he's reverting back to 2022 Castellanos. I mean, his batting average is down to like 281.
Yeah, he was like over 300 all year. And it's like in a week, it's like down to 280. It's like, whoa.
And he's chasing all the time. And he looked at 90.
He looks like last year.
96 down the middle in extra innings today.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Harper, I think, has been fine. You know, I think that it's... I can't, like, crush Bryce because he's coming back from frickin' Tommy John and learning how to play first base. Like, sure, would I love more power? Yeah, and I think it's absolutely necessary. But I can't sit here and, like, complain about Bryce because I think he's working his way back from something. JT has been just dreadful, and I keep waiting for JT to come out of the, like, because it was around this time last year. So, well, it's actually not. It's 10 days past now. But it was at this time last year when he had the Blue Jay series, yeah, which was, I believe, July 13th to the 15th or something like that. And after that, he was the MVP of the team. I keep waiting for that. But he's just so unclutched at the moment, at the play right now. And, like, I anticipate a double play coming rather than something good. Bowman Stoddard really good mostly. I mean, Bohm obviously want more power, but had that. I mean, the guy's got like almost 60 RBI, batting seventh most of the year, so I can't crush him for that. And Stott. So, you know, when Thompson talks post game last night, I actually like. So I didn't hear him say it, but I thought the quotes were important. I thought it was important the way that he was like, 1 through 5 has to start producing. Because you can make whatever trade you want at the deadline. And outside of like a Juan Soto, Goldschmidt, whatever, they're only going to go on a run if their 1 through 5 are great. And the fact that he kind of finally was like putting the pressure on them and to his credit, changed the lineup around today and starts to put the, you know, turn the fire up a little bit on those guys, stuff matters. And it's stuff that like great managers have to, they can't just sit back and be like, it'll all work out. You gotta have a little bit of fuel in the ball club. And I like that last night he took the moment to be like, listen, these guys have to be better. And I think it goes a long way in the clubhouse. And sure, those guys know they need to be better. They're not going out there looking to suck. But I think putting it on them and being like, you guys got to be better, I hope that it results in those guys kind of carrying the ball club for a little bit. Because it feels like for a majority of this year, it's been the starting staff. It's been the bullpen. And as we head into August, with 19 home games and an easier schedule, this is time for the offense to like find its rhythm and just start crushing folks.
Yeah, I mean, it has to. Like, they're not going anywhere without those top 5 guys. I mean, they're everything. Again, I said that they got 5 dudes making 20 mil or more a year in the starting lineup. It's those 5 guys. Like, boom, there we go. It's pretty simple. You're not going to win if that $100 million worth of $115 million worth of money comes up small for you. Like, that's just it. All right, take back. As we've already gone over the time that we said we would go, which is, you know.
We're all right. We're good.
No, I know. You're an Iron Man. I got to, you know.
One of us is doing something tough today. Sure. I mean, sure, doing an Iron Man, but try talking about the Phillies for 30 plus minutes. Tell me the real tough guys.
It's way tougher.
It was nice seeing Reese on the road. You know, I had they won 2 or 3, I think we could have made a bigger deal out of it, but whatever. They came back today and won.
I agree with you.
But yeah, still, it's good to see him back on the road and hopefully, you know, can be someone that those guys can lean on and say, hey, like, you know, we need a leader right now, whatever. Things have just felt weird since the Harper at bat. I don't know. So weird. Like, everything's felt kind of off since Harper decided to completely tank in at bat for no reason.
I hadn't like put it together, but you're right. Ever since then, it's been weird.
Everything just seems a little tight. You know what I mean?
Oh, by the way, the Painter thing, we didn't mention that news has happened since then too, which, you know, isn't surprising. I think if, you know, I was pretty confident at some point Tommy John was coming. you know, people are getting mad at the team saying, oh, you should have got it right away. And it's like, look, I understand them not getting it right away. It's a 19-year-old kid. You want to try and avoid it. I get it. But, like, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You can't force someone to get surgery. Like, I'm sorry. You know, yeah. Like.
It is what it is, especially at that age.
And listen, if he makes his debut at 21, it's still a really good outcome.
It's still amazing. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
All right, yeah, the Bryson Bat was weird.
Bryson Bat was weird.
The weirdest thing is that, like, for someone who's come here and from the moment he got here said every right thing, you know, I'd boo me, and, you know, the opening press conference and every opportunity he's gotten, he said all the right things and been Mr. Philadelphia and Mr. Team and Mr. Perfect. It's like the weirdest part about this whole thing is that he hasn't talked about it. Like, that's the weirdest thing is that he's not like getting up and saying, hey, listen, here's what happened. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing's weird. And you're right. The vibe's changed. It feels like
everything's been kind of off since that moment.